Hey, it's Carlos. Welcome to my den. Yes, I actually record this in what is technically the den of the house, but it's actually been converted into my office, which makes it a nice little man cave slash office slash, I don't know, place to get away from it all. But this morning, I'm going to talk to you about neediness. Neediness. This morning, what we're going to talk about is, well, first of all, the forum. Do you know about the forum? Have you been to the forum? Have you hung out at the forum? Have you worn your best pair of shoes to the forum? Go on over to datingadviceguru.com, and in the upper menu bar there, you're going to see a little item that says, what does it say? It says forums. Now, there's really only one primary forum, but of course you have lots of little threads out there, lots of little questions, lots of stories from lots of different women, and I encourage you to please go on out there and post your questions, post your answers, post your thoughts on other people's stuff. Really, it's meant to be a place where you can contribute. Anybody can contribute. Anybody can add answers. Anybody can add questions. Now, what's so important about this? Well, that's where I typically go and where I typically haunt to not only find good questions for the week and topics for the podcast, but it's also where I go to answer those questions. So if you have questions of your own, whether you have my programs or not, then that's the place you want to go to get them answered. I promise you, it's the best place to go. And one of the questions I found there, which was really one of the ones I wanted to highlight this week, was a question from a reader, and I'm going to read their letter, their particular note to you, and it's kind of an abridged version, so you'll probably see it out there. And what I'm doing is I'm going to give you a little bit more of a verbose answer this morning, and I'm going to answer it here right now in the podcast. I call this three ways to get a guy to like you without being needy. So the question from the reader goes like this. Okay, Carlos, I've been working on me and listening to you. Well, that's a good combination, actually. Work on me, listen to you. And I've improved my dating game. I'm meeting men, they're interested, but then in the early dating stage, the dates and the romance, I lose them. But I'm learning, so I'm trying to catch my mistakes quickly this time. I purchased the Soulmate Signal and commitment programs. I broke the rules and fell into traps before I got them, but I didn't lose the guy yet. So what she's talking about is in the Soulmate Signal and the Complete Commitment Program. It's one of my new programs. You can, by the way, if you want to go see that, you can go over to datingadviceguru.com/soulmates. That's datingadviceguru.com/soulmates. What she's talking about is that she fell into some of the traps of interacting with guys that typically pushes them away, that sends them off, because men need to see you as their soulmate before they're going to make a real commitment, before they're going to decide to stick around, before they're even going to decide to marry you. They need to see that you're the one, and I mean the one with the capital T and the capital O. And she goes on, initially he wanted to see me every day. Then he backed off. No worries, I gave him space. Thank you for that training. Well, you're welcome. And he came back hot and heavy and talking and saying that he wasn't seeing anyone else. I thought, great, but it was too soon. I know now that I moved too fast in relationships instead of letting them build over time. So I fell into terrible statements like, you're different. I'm not interested in seeing anyone else. And I'm sure other things I don't recall. And she's right. Those are things you don't want to get caught up in saying. Don't let the feelings of romance and love sweep you too far too fast, because that's how a lot of relationships are ruined. We go back to the go away, come close game, but I always just ignore it and give him his space. I really did learn something from you about that, and it works. He canceled our date, stating he unexpectedly had to have his son this weekend. I took him at face value and didn't say anything other than, you're a great dad, but I wish I could see you. I know it sounds needy looking back on it. Yes, it does sound needy a little bit, and it's good that you recognized it. That's the first step. He has texted intermittently since, and we've had some steamy texts as well, so I know he is still interested. Here is my question. I came off as needy and requiring a commitment instead of enjoying the romance and time together. How do I back off without making him think it is a punishment? Excellent question, by the way. How do I put on the brakes since we already said neither of us is seeing other people prematurely without jeopardizing the connection and the chemistry? How do you put on the brakes without jeopardizing the connection and chemistry? Exactly. Another great question. I'd appreciate your advice on this because so far it's all worked. I have a fabulous guy on the hook. I just have to know how to reel him in so that the line doesn't break or he doesn't wriggle off that hook until I decide I need to move on or we commit. Thank you. And that's from Barbara Lynn J. in San Antonio. Well, let me answer this. First of all, isn't it cool how easy that fishing metaphor works for dating? We men are just like fish, and the same principles apply. Hook, bait, reeling in, all that stuff. Though I'll confess, I've never actually fished before, but I think everybody is familiar with the lingo. So let's talk about baiting this guy into being your prized catch. First of all, you're already on the right track. You've got my soulmate signal program, so you already got the jump on him. The toughest part about dating a guy is that you want to get close to him, and he does want to get close to you, believe it or not. But each person has their own fears about being run over in the relationship. And if a woman gets just a bit too close to him too fast, he might see this as being needy. And you know that needy thing is going to drive him off faster than garlic breath to a vampire, right? So what I want to give you are three ways to get a guy to like you and to create this intimacy without having to appear needy or play games with him, all right? Now, before we get started here, I want to point out something that many women might not realize. You said, we had some steamy texts so I know he's still interested. Well, you may have had some hot texting going on, but he still needs to connect that fantasy woman that he imagines in his head when he's texting. He has to connect that back to you so that he remembers that there is no substitute for what you and only you can make him feel, right? You need to feel unique and he needs to see you as unique. You want this guy to think you're a soulmate, after all, and that will wipe out any other woman from his mind. Now, let's jump right into the three ways you can get closer to this guy. Get him to like you. Tip number one is get him to open up to you. If you really want this guy to desire you, you have to create a real emotional connection with him. Emotional intimacy is what will keep a guy invested in you long term. Let's face it, you may not be able to compete with a 20-something younger woman's body or flawless skin, but you have something even better that can lock a guy to you and make him monogamous for good. You know what that is? Years of memories and emotional connection, all right? Not to mention knowing those secret places to touch him when you're in bed is also kind of a nice bonus, too. That's why getting familiar to him and knowing how to trigger those good feelings in him is a big thing in a relationship, especially early on. Men feel a strong chemistry with a woman that they've been physically intimate with. But in order for him to feel a strong emotional intimacy, you have to get him to open up to you. You have to create this zone of safety around you and him that allows him to open up and tell you things that he wouldn't normally tell other women. A note here, most women don't have a clue how to get men to feel this, by the way. Okay, I reveal it in the soulmate signal, so you'll know how to create that zone of safety the further you go into the program. Anyway, there are two steps for emotional safety for him. One, you risk vulnerability by revealing your hopes, dreams, fears, etc., which means trust him first and reveal what's intimate to you. Number two is to allow him to comfort and soothe you when you're down, because that's going to draw him into wanting to open up more to you. All right? Get him to pull you into his heart. Tip number two, stop whining. Hey, did you cringe when I just said that? I like to be a little shocking at times. What I'm actually talking about here, though, is a very specific kind of whining. Let me ask you this. Do you complain a lot to your guy? Or do you reveal how you feel to him gently? The difference will make all the difference in the world to your relationship. For example, a complainer whiner will come home and talk at her man, all right? She doesn't talk with him. She talks at him. She'll tell him everything that's going on, whether it's relevant or not. And then she'll just dump all over her anxieties and issues on him, like he's a landfill for bad emotions. Here's the other way to do it. Example. An open woman will talk about her feelings with her man while checking in with him on occasion. She makes sure that he isn't overwhelmed or overloaded by the things she's talking about. She checks in to see that her words are connecting with him and not confusing him even more. She knows when to stop and let him recover. And she doesn't build up resentment just because, well, he just isn't listening to me. She knows when a man has maxed out on his ability to deal with emotional talk for the moment, because we do. We max out. Now, those are two very different ways to handle it, wouldn't you agree? The complainer-whiner method versus the open-revealer method. The woman who knows how to reveal herself to a man will get his goodwill and his love. The whiner is just going to alienate and drive him away. How to get him to like you, tip number three, is adore him physically. Touch him, caress him, adore your man physically. many women are afraid that they'll just be starting him up, you know, meaning arousing him for sex. But the reality is that men crave physical affection much more than most women do on a lot of levels. The reason goes back to how men are socialized. Keep this in mind. Most guys don't get a lot of physical affection after about 9 or 10 years old. All right. He starts to disconnect from his parents more and more, and boys don't show physical affection to each other. Most of the time, it's physical roughhousing. As he gets older and he starts desiring women, well, that yearning for close physical contact only deepens. Sometimes it even creates psychological issues for him, resulting in behaviors that you might find not only annoying, but kind of creepy. If you've ever wondered why certain guys are so touchy with their women, maybe inappropriately so, this is usually the case. A man craves physical connection that he just can't justify logically or rationally. Now, there are two kinds of touch. There's needy touch and there's giving touch. Needy touching is when a woman needs consolation and reassurance, so she's constantly tugging on him and pulling on him to be close, and it feels like that. Giving touch is when she's pouring out love through her hands and her body, giving to making him feel good. It's like tactile appreciation. Guys know the difference between these two instantly. He's going to pull away from needy touch, and he's going to feel a sense of smothering. Now, of course, he does this because it's not the kind of touch he craves. And needy touch steals energy from him. It does not replenish it. So when you touch a man in a way that seems to ask him to touch you back, well, that's needy touch. On the other hand, if you can just melt into contact with him, it will feel like giving touch. Rubbing his shoulders is a good example of a giving touch. Of course, if there's tension between you two, it's very hard for a woman to do this, right? Physical touch is kind of a little weird and awkward. So make sure you resolve the feelings of disconnection before you try and reconnect through physical contact. Remember, if you're mad at your man, you shouldn't force yourself to melt into his touch, but you shouldn't jerk away like he's repulsive either. This is emotionally damaging and bruising to a guy. Just let him know that you need a little time. Then take that time. Let it go. Let those emotions go. In with the good air, out with the bad. And then come back to loving and giving touch. Now, you mentioned also that you felt like you were coming across as needy and requiring a commitment, and you know you need to back off, right? Well, backing off is very easy. You don't have to. You don't have to always back off to make a man feel your love and nurturing power. The best thing you can do is just use what I just told you to pull him in the right way. It's not always about pushing him away. Very often, it's about pulling him in the right way. Instead of coming across as needy, come across as giving, loving, and nurturing. And then all you got to do is go home that night, and he's going to feel the difference. He's going to feel that aching longing to have you there with him. Now, right about now, you're probably wondering, hey, Carlos, what do these tips have to do with getting a man to like you more and desire you? After all, what do getting a man to open up to you, knowing when to stop whining to him and loving him with your touch, have to do with getting him to adore you? Shouldn't you be learning trick words that make him fall to his knees and worship you? Shouldn't I be showing you that one secret bitch tactic that's going to get him to love you more? Well, I could show you all of those things and more, but they won't help you unlock his heart and make him really desire you the way you want. In fact, the kind of man you want to capture is not going to be tricked into love, okay? You need to know how to get him to realize that you're the one for him. That means you need to know the signal that will attract your soulmate to you. It's not about manipulative games or deception. It comes from a place of genuine loving warmth inside you. And there's one signal that a man is looking for before he will let you into his heart. It's called the soulmate signal. Do you know what that signal is and why he needs to see it? Well, you can find out very easily. Go on over and watch my new video. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/soulmates. That's datingadviceguru.com/soulmates. And watch my video on it. You'll learn what that signal is. And you're going to learn some very shocking things about men that most women will never find out. I mean it. You probably will be the first person on your block to know some of these things about men. Mostly because, well, let's just say that the things you're taught in a lot of the magazines and stuff out there, not very helpful when it comes to actually getting the man you want into your arms and into your life, okay? It's just a fact of the matter. And the reason why is very simple. If those magazines gave you the answers, why would you ever have to buy another magazine from them? Think about that for a second. They're in the business not of answering your questions. They're in the business of selling you more magazines and cosmetics and all those great advertisements. And I know a lot of women actually buy those magazines just for that, right? See the latest fashions, see the way women put together their wardrobes, their makeup, all that cool stuff, their hair. But let's be serious about this. Don't get your dating advice information from somebody who isn't in the business of helping you actually solve your problems and get that man. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com/soulmates. And I'll be talking again next week. And if you have any questions, be sure to put them in at the forums. Yes, go to datingadviceguru.com and get on the forums. Enough said, okay? I'll be talking again soon.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.